The Today Manufacturing Podcast offers a powerful and unique perspective on the biggest stories impacting U.S. manufacturers. Anna Wells, David Manti, and Jeff Ranke apply their experience as editors of industry-leading brands Manufacturing.net and Industrial Equipment News in providing in-depth analysis of the latest headlines. Their insight, along with a mix of humor and human interest, makes Today in Manufacturing a go-to source. Keep pace with supply chain challenges, electric vehicle developments, labor struggles, robotics, and more by listening, downloading, and subscribing to the Today in Manufacturing podcast.
Last week, the EPA recognized the 103 U.S. factories to earn Energy Star certification in 2023. The award recognizes manufacturing plants in the top 25% of energy efficiency in their sector. According to the EPA, these plants prevented more than 8 million metric tons of CO2 emissions. That's the equivalent to the emissions from electricity used by more than 1.5 million homes last year. The industrial sector accounts for some 30% of U.S. greenhouse emissions, mainly from energy use in manufacturing plants. The top plants of 2023 have reduced energy use through various efficiency projects. Here's a look at the top performers. Ardaz is a container glass facility in Houston, Texas. The factory operates a highly efficient furnace, uses recycled glass, and installed energy-efficient lighting fixtures last year. Ash Groves in Seattle, Washington is a cement plant that saved energy by increasing the amount of limestone in its Portland limestone cement, which reduced energy needed for clinker production and improved equipment automation. Bimbo Bakeries USA installed advanced controls and high-efficiency burners in ovens, oxidizers, and boilers, and invested in metering systems that enable real-time monitoring and energy control. GCC's in Rapid City, South Dakota, is a cement plant that upgraded its preheater and improved kiln combustion efficiency. This plant and GCC's factory in Pueblo, Colorado, also integrated alternative fuels. J.R. Simplot Company's Helm, California plant makes nitrogenous fertilizer. The company commissioned an on-site 1-megawatt solar voltaic project. Koch Fertilizer's plant in Beatrice, Nebraska reduced steam use and the number of continuously running pumps, while a plant in Enid, Oklahoma improved steam use and added advanced process controls. Marathon Petroleum's refinery in Anacortes, Washington reduced steam trap failures by more than 20% by giving operators handheld trap testing devices to instantly identify leaks. A refinery in St. Paul Park, Minnesota also completed a 3-year effort to reinforce insulation across the site, which will cut emissions by 16,000 metric tons per year. Finally, Nissan North America replaced more than 20,000 light fixtures with LEDs across all U.S. manufacturing sites. Manufacturing plants use the EPA's Energy Star energy performance indicators to assess energy performance. Petroleum refineries use the Solomon Associates Energy Intensity Index scoring system. Plants that score at least 75 out of 100, which says they're more energy efficient than 75% of similar facilities, can earn Energy Star certification. More than 270 plants have achieved this certification since 2006. In a statement, EPA Administrator Michael Regan said these plants demonstrate that cutting carbon doesn't just make environmental sense, but, quote, it makes economic sense. A full state-by-state breakdown of all energy-certified manufacturing plants in 2023 is listed below, including a few first-timers. I'm David Manti. This is Manufacturing Now.